Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Gloomy, dark, and stormy weather continues over the southern half of the region this morning. Conditions have ranged considerably over the past 24 hours, a soaking rain for southern listeners, just a few elements of light showers or mist in far northern sections. That makes sense, given the intense storm that developed south of Cape Cod yesterday, and it remains there early this morning, lashing coastal New England with winds gusting over 60 miles per hour. Gusty northeast winds here are strongest closer to the storm in southern areas, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. The storm is starting its slow exit, already pulling most of its rain southward. Some morning showers through New Hampshire from Laconia south and mainly south of Springfield and Bennington in Vermont will continue to taper off. Meanwhile, some clearing is starting to develop through Quebec into northern portions of New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire, where partly sunny skies will be the story today. Temperatures should end up similar to yesterday, perhaps a few degrees warmer with the sun. As the storm continues eastward out to sea tonight and tomorrow, high pressure in northern Quebec will gradually build south, helping to clear the skies tonight, though the persistent northeast wind will keep temperatures mainly above freezing. Any last clouds tomorrow morning will finally exit with a sunny day, lighter north winds, and a pleasant day temperature-wise for late October, generally in the 50s. Although the high will stay to our north through the end of the week, it'll be close enough tomorrow night for light winds, allowing temperatures to drop into the 20s and 30s, along with some areas of dense river valley fog. During the day Friday, high clouds will increase from the southwest, part of a storm now out in the southern plains. It will lift northeast into the Ohio Valley Friday, gradually weakening as it lifts over us Saturday and Saturday night. This brings us a period of rain through here from Friday night into Saturday, diminishing Saturday night. That leaves clouds and a few showers in place on Sunday, Halloween, although any showers will become lighter, retreating more and more to the mountains. Quiet, slightly unsettled weather follows to start November next week, with periods of clouds and seasonably mild temperatures. Now the forecast details. Breezy, with a good chance of morning showers from Laconia, Springfield, and Bennington south, becoming partly sunny from the Champlain Valley west and north, spreading east through Vermont in the afternoon. Highs in the low to mid-50s, a brisk northeast wind gusting 25 to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, except gradual clearing through New Hampshire after some periods of evening clouds. It will be a bit colder, lows in the 30s to near 40, brisk northeast winds will diminish overnight. For Thursday, any morning clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies, gentle north winds, highs in the 50s. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.